You're holding that Chof Gimel Amar Aleph on top that says what for Yafina Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. That this was an answer to Rabbi Shmuel Shita that Rabbi Shmuel holds when you have a Gzeir Shova. So if it's Mufna Mi one side, if it's extra on one side, that's enough to say Lemeidid and V'ein Meshiv and you can't ask the question. So question if so, what do we have to have a Gzeir Shova that's Mufna both Tzadim? So if according to Chom Shita was good, a Chom hold the opposite. That if it's only Mufna on one side, you could ask a question on it. But if it's Mufna extra on both sides, then you can't ask any questions. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't ask any questions, even if it's only open on one side. So why does Torah have to have a Gzeir Shova that's open on both sides? So the answer is, in the case we have a question like Al Gemara, we have to learn the Gzeir Shova out from. Either from Vayivra, Vayivra, from Vayetze, Vayetze. Then the svari is, if we have one Vayetze, Vayetze, that on both sides is Mufna, so we learn out the Gzeir Shova from there, rather from the other one that's only open on one side. That's what the top words mean. The Yafinim learn out rather Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Now the Gemara says, Lohochi Afnei Rachmon LeBehema Mishnei Tzadim. Why taka the Torah write by Behema it says Vayetze, Vayetze, it's open twice on both sides? So Rashi says this Gemara is going according to Rabbanan Shita. So the answer is, Ki Heichad Lo Nigmar Me Mufna Mitzad Echad. Nor that we should not learn out from where it's only open on one side. And Rashi says, because the Rabbanan Shita is, if it's only Mufna from one side, you could ask the question. Like we'll see, the Gemara soon will ask the question, how can you learn out a Bria from of a Behema to an Isha? So therefore, the Rabbanan hold that if it would have been only Mufna on one side, we would ask the question on this Gezer Shavah. But now that it's Mufna both Stodim, therefore we cannot ask any question. Now the Gemara says, Ravacha Bered Rova Mas Nilo Mishmed Rebleze Lekula. He learned this sheet that we just learned before, but he learned it Lekula. Rashi said, in other words, you don't have to have Mufna so much. What does that mean to say? He learned like this, that really Kol Gzeir Shava Sheina Mufna Kol Likul Lemeidim U'Meshivin. If you can make a Gzeir Shava, even though it's not extra on either side, it's just on the Gzeir Shava, it says the word here, it says the word there, we have a right to learn out one from the other. Just if the words are not extra, then the Klal is U'Meshivin. If you have a question on the Gzeir Shava, you could slug up, we do not use the Gzeir Shava. What's going to be Mufna Mitzarech? Let's say the Gzeir Shava is open on one side, so then it depends. The Reb Yishmer Lemeidim V'Meshivin. According to this Gersh, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that a Meshivin, you can't ask any questions on it. The Rabbanan, though, Lemeidim U'Meshivin, you can learn out from it and ask questions. But Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, where it's open on both sides, then everybody agrees that Lemeidim V'Meshivin, you can't ask any questions. If so, the Gemara is according to the Rabbanan, Shitla Rabbanan, Ma'ika Be Mufna Mitzadechod L'Sheina Mufna Kolikr. According to Rabbanan, even when it's Mufna Mitzadechod, you can still ask a question on it. And even if it's not Mufna at all, also you can make the Gzeir Shova, just so you could ask the question on it. So what's the difference? Why does the Torah have to make the Gzeir Shova that's Mufna from one side? What do we gain on the deal? So Mora says, now, the difference would be like this. Heichod de mishkachas lo Mufna mitzadechod v'shein Mufna kolikr. Again, like we had before, we have a question, which way to make the Gzeir Shova? That if one way, it's Mufna mitzadechod. If you make the Shova the other way, it's not Mufna at all. So therefore, it's better to learn out the Gzeir Shova on the way, on the case, where it's Mufna lis mitzad echod. So that's the difus why sometimes the Torah leaves it extra on one side. The lav lahai is lepircha, the lav lai is lepircha. In such a case where both Gzeir Shovas, both ways not have any pirchas on it. It's only a question which way to learn it better out from. So therefore, the klal is that shavkin and shayna mufna kolikar for gavrina mi mufna mitzad echod. That it's better to leave over the tzad that's mufna, that's not extra at all, and learn it out from the other way, that are called upon it's open on one side, it's extra on one side. So now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, was explaining the reason that Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, that if an Isha has a miscarriage, and the miscarriage, the fetus, looks like a behema, that she has a tumas later. So you want to say, because the Gzeir Shava Vayetza Vayetza says Lashon Vayetza Vayodam, it says Lashon Vayetza by Behema. So Mora says, so we want to say before that if it's not a Mufna both Stodim, we would ask a Pircha. Therefore it has to be Mufna both Stodim. So the question is, my Pircha, what kind of question could you ask on this Gzeir Shava? So Mora says, yes, Mishum Di, with a Mifrach, would ask like this, Mishum Di, with a Mifrach. Ma Li Yodam, Shekei Metame Michayim. Ma Li Yodam, Shekei Metame Michayim is an Odam. he is mekabel tumah when he's alive. If an adam touches basheretz, touches a mace, he becomes tameh. Mashenkin by behemah, there's no din tumah on it when it's alive. So therefore, maybe you can't bring any proof from the fact that an adam has a tumah later, that if he gives birth to a behemah, it should also have a tumah later. So that's the question on the kavach on the gzeres shava. So therefore, since it's mufna both stadim, therefore we do not ask this question. The other one says, v'chein, the same thing, Omer Reb Chiyav HaRabba. Omer Reb Yechanan, that haynu time with the Reb Meir. You know what the reason of Reb Meir is? That he says in the Mishnah of an Isha's Mapil, k'min behema, she has tumas later. Hoyo v'nemre bo yitzir kodem, the same thing, it says loshen v'yetzer. By Yodim, it says loshen v'yetzer, by behema, so metik zeir shava. Oh, malay Rabbam, Rabbam, he says back like this. Ela meyativ, so, hamapelis tumus har. If the Isha has a miscarriage and the fetus looks like a mountain, if so, ima tamei later than Isha shosavatum is later, it should be called a Vlad. Why? Shenem the Pasuk says, ki hine yoitzer horim uvareya ruach that Hashem creates a har. It says, lashon of yoitzer horim, the same way it says, vayetzer bayodam. So, metik zera shav also, that if you give birth to a type of a har, a mountain also should have tumas later. See, answer back no. Omalei har miko mapelis. Is it possible to say that anything that comes out of Isha is really called a har, a mountain? It has no shaykhus to a mountain. Evenu, it's sort of like a stone, like a solid piece, to come mapelis. And the hu gush ikri, all it's called is a piece of flesh, that's all it is, a solid piece. In other words, even though it has a shape maybe of a pyramid, but it's not a har, it's called a piece of flesh, that's all. So therefore, pshita, the vlad, is not called a har. And therefore, if it has no tzuras odom, it would not be able to tumas later. The more still asks, elamayat, if so, hamapelis ruach teima metameya ledom, the Venetia's maple type of a ruach, meaning wind comes out of her, so also she should have a tumas later on her. Why? Hoyo v'nemra boy, briya kiyodom. Because by ruach also says loshen a bri, like it says v'yodom. The Siddur, the apostle just said, overreya ruach. Says loshen of Boreya creating by ruach. That's like it says by Yivru Adam. So Mara says v'chitei. Maybe you tell me no le mufna that it's not extra this gzeres shava. There's no extra sod. Therefore, you can ask a question on it. So Mara says no. Midehev le lemichtav yoytzer horim v'ruach. It just should have said once yoytzer horim and ruach. What does it say the word uvareya ruach? Uksiv it says ubareyach ruach. Hashem created the ruach. Shemamina lafnuyah that this word ubareya is extra. So, Kuru, there should be Gzeres Shavah to say that if she's mapel a kamin ruach, a wind just come out like a placenta, just full of wind, so she should have tumas later. Or Malaysia said back to him, no, donin divrei Torah mi divrei Torah. If the Gzeres Shavah is from divrei Torah, from the Torah, then you can make Gzeres Shavah. But v'yein donin divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah, you can't make a Gzeres Shavah from here this word that it says in Omus, uvarei ruach, since it's not a lashon haTorah, it's only a lashon in the Nevi'im, you cannot make a Gzeres Shavah one to the other. So that's why we do not make this Gzeres Shavah to say Venetia's map or Kimin Ruach, to say that she should have a tumas later. Another more says, Rabba bar Bachone Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that I know time of the Remeir, the reason of Remeir is, Hoyu v'yeneyim doimis kishalodom. He wants to say a new reason. The reason why Remeir holds if she's map or Kimin Behema, that Isha has a tumas later, because the eyes of an animal look the same way as the eyes of an Adam. Rashi says, Hoyel v'yeneim shachayi behema doim l'shal Adam. Shachu shabai in the black of the eye, heavy yogel is round in the behema, just like an Adam. Avol dogim by fish, it's not round. So Mer asks the question, so that's why a behema is more doim to an Adam. So Mer says, Elo mayativ so amapelas dumus nochesh, and she gives birth to a piece of flesh looking like a snake, teima tumei ledin, also she shava tumus ledin. Hoyel v'galgal enoi agula kishal Adam. That the roundness of the eye of a snake is just like the person. So also, it should be doima to say that she has a miscarriage like a snake, she should have tumas later. The Gemara says, "V'chitam maybe you tell me Yochanan, it's true." That it's true. So the Gemara says, "Listening nochesh, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah nochesh? Why does it just say behema for chayiv yoyif? It should have said nochesh also." The Gemara says like this, maybe no. Really, nochesh is included. Just eat ton of nochesh. If would have wrote the word nochesh, I mean, I would have thought to say, v'nochesh hu depligi rabbanon alei. If I would have said by Rabbi Meir, that if she's mapo, kimin, behema, chayi, v'yoyf, and nochesh, then it says rabbanon argues, I would have thought maybe the rabbanon only argues on a nochesh, that's all. Because it doesn't say the word Yitzira by Nachish. Even though the eyes look like an Adam, so that could be the Machlekes. Rav Meir would hold, as long as the eyes look like an Adam, it has a Tumas Leda. And the Rabbanim say, no, it has to have the Gzera Shabbat of Yitzira. Abu Behema V'chaya Leplegi Tichsiv BeYitzira. But I would have thought to say, the Rabbanim do not argue if she's Matal Kamin Behema V'chaya. Since the Pasuk is Lashon Yitzira. So Kamash will know that that's why it doesn't say the word Nachash in the Mishnah. But then Echnami could be, according to Rabbi Meir, that a Nachash should also be a Tumas Leda. For the Umarai Vagabi Mumikatonya law, we learned the parish of a behema has the eyes like an Adam, it's called a mum, you can't bring her for a carbon. It says what one of the mumim of a behema is, Eshagalgalena of Ogul Gishaladam, that if the eyes of an animal is like the eyes of a person, it's called a mum. So I call part of we see that a normal eyes of an animal does not look like an Adam. So how could we say here, Chandra Meir is, that the eyes of an Adam look like the eyes of a behema? So it says like Kasha, I'll answer you like this. That buchma means the black of the eye. So that Rashi says it's round by a behema just like an Adam. But that it says in the Gemara in Yibachar is there, it's called a mum if a behema looks like an Adam. That Bitsiri Rashi says means Mokka Moshe Kolayim. Like the eye, the whole form of the eye there, the socket of the eye. That is Lohevi Ogle, it's not round and by a behema like an Adam. And if it is round by a behemoth like an Adam, that would be considered a mum. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yana, young Rabbi Yana, he says, that Haimu time of the Rabbi Meir, you know what the reason of Rabbi Meir is, he says in the Mishnah, that if you matach min behemoth, she's to me ledom, hoyu vye neyem hochas lefneyem kichaladim. Because by a behemoth, the eyes go in front of them, just like an Adam is. The eyes are not on the side of the face, but the eyes is in front of the face, just like the eyes are by an Adam. So Rabbi says, the silver ray oif, the chub by birds, the ain enough hokas lefonov. The eyes are on the side, it's not in front of the face. It's so still the comer of Meir the Tomei. And now Mishnah it says if Anisha's mapo kemin oif, she's also Tomei later. So the question is why? The eyes do not go in front by a knife. Rashi just says lefnei means lafuki dogum, not fish, the name are on the sides. The same thing tells for Nochash also. Nochash also the eyes are on the side. Rakopon on the Gemara is, Lechura Eifais is also on the side. So why is Nof Tomei? Samara says true. Omer Abaye Abaye says that Bikriya Vikifufa. It's only these two type of birds that Ramei holds Anisha's Tomei Leda. Because these two type of birds, the eyes attack her in the front of it like an Adam. Samara says, what do you want to tell me if a Shara Eifais Loi? But all other birds know that all other birds, even Ramei would agree, if she's Mapul or Dmin or something looks like the other birds, she'd be Tor. So Moses Mesri have a question. It says that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, that Nir and Divra Rabbi Meir, the Behema Vechaya. I like the words of Rabbi Meir, by a Hei Behena Vechaya, if Nisha's Mapul, Kamin Behema, Kamin Chaya, then she's Tamaleda. But for Divra Chom Beyophis, he likes the words of Chom Beyophis. So who are now my Ophis? What type of birds is it? What type of birds is he talking about? You let me if you want to tell me, we're talking about the Bikriya Vikifufa, these two types of birds. If so, Maishna Behema Vechaya, the Eneim Hokas Defneim. Then what do you say now that Behema Vechaya, that since the eyes go in front of them, therefore Kishalodom, therefore it's Tamileda, if so, then Kriya Kifufa Nami. It should also be Tamileda. What's Shana Chom that they say? That what's shot in the Chom, or why do you like different Chom, that by face, that Yitor, why? The Chor, with Oifus talking about these two types of birds, so in these two types of birds, the eyes are like an Adam. Ela must be Pshita B'Shar Oifus. That the Rabban here talking about Shar Oifus, and other birds, that's the ones that he says, like the Chom that the Tor. If so, the Chor, Mechlad Rabimei, Polik B'Shar Oifus. Mashmur Ramey argues even by Shar Oifus also, and he holds that if Nisha's Mapa come in any bird, so that she has a Tumas Leda. The question is why the Chur of the eyes are not going in front of the face. So Mora says, I'll tell you, no, Chasuru Mechsa something is musting over here in this Braisa, and really, Bokhik Katan, it is the way the Braisa should say, that Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Oimer, that Nir and Divri Rabbi Meir, I like the words of Rabbi Meir, the Behema Vechaya, by a Behema Vechaya, and Vahu Adin, the same thing, really, the Kriya Vekifufa, that they also should be Tomei. But the Divri Chomim, where does he like the words of Chomim? That's Bishar Oifis. By other birds, and you know why? because the other birds a shachar b'meila nechlik imohim ela b'kriya b'kafufa. That even Rav Meir, he only says nishus tami leidiv shigizmapel a min of an oif. That's like a kriya kafufa. These two type of birds that the eyes are in the front like an adam. But the other birds, I'll tell you, Moidulu, even Rav Meir would agree to Chachamim, that since the eyes are not in the front of it, but on the side of it, therefore it's not daimu to an adam, therefore an isha would have a mapelis, and the fetus would look something like the other birds, even Rav Meir would hold, she's tor mishum leita. For the Marna Avotanya, I'll bring you proof of this, that Omer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, ha mapelis min behema v'chayo, the divri Rav Meir Vlad, that she gives birth to a fetus that looks like a behemah of a chaya, it's called a leida. She's tami leida. The divrei chachamim ain't a vlad. The kohen chacham is not called the vlad of behemah of a chaya. Uvi oifis, but by birds tivduk, you have to check it out. You have to, what type of bird it is. Mashma, not all birds are the same. So versus laman tivduk, according to it, you have to check it out. Lav doesn't mean the divrei Rabbi Meir. Mashma, even according to Rabbi Meir, you have to check it out. That even though Rabbi Meir holds, if she's mapa kiminai, she's tamei, but I'll tell you that even according to Meir, tivdoik, why? The yoma kari kafufin, because even Meir only says that these two type of birds, these night birds, Rashi says, like an owl, these two type of birds, they have tuma. If the isha's mapa like them, she's tamei. But sharif is loy, so it's a proof like this, even according to Meir, it's not go back to all birds, but only these two types. Omer Rav Acha, b'redu aviko, loy, maybe that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, tivduk l'rabbonin. Maybe to be check it out means according to Rabbonin Shita. The Yarmah that they say, kriya v'kefuf in, sharaifus loy, there could be no, the Rabbonins are the one that are moida. If she's mapo kemina, kriya v'kefuf on, then she has tumas leida. But according to Rabbi Meir, maybe any bird, she would have a tumas leida. See if we have no proof. The other one says, umayshu, if you want to say that's pshan the Rabbonin though, if so, umayshu no kriya v'kefuf on mebehem of achaya. According to Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin say if she's mapo kemin b'im v'chaya? She's tohirom, and if she's mapo now, that these two type of birds, you want to show she's tomei, why are these two type of birds more chomer than any b'im v'chaya? Smor says, yes, I'll tell you, hoya v'yesh klem listois kodem. They have jaws, Rashi says, l'chiyayim z'kufen kish kolodem. Mashenka b'im v'chaya, over there the jaws are not like an odem. Since by these two birds, even the jaw of the bird is also like the jaw, the chaya of an adam, therefore, Isha would be tamileda if she gives birth to a vlad, to a tsura that looks like these two type of birds. Now the Gemara says, boy, minei Rabbi Yimim Rabbi Zero, that the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the other he says, behema b'mei Isha, vlad malyahu, that he holds the behema b'mei Isha, is called a good vlad. What's going to be her kibbul bo'aviyah kedushin? Let's say the father's makabel kedushin. Somebody wants to marry her right now when she's in the mother's stomach. So ma, what will be the locha? So here, this goes according to her meila shitosai, that her meila shita in kedushin is that all the makdish dovah shalom b'liyolam. So even though right now that this vlad is not b'liyolam, at that shita you can't be makdish the flesh that's here right now. You have to be makdish the din isha that it has, that it will be born. So right now it's a lord b'liyolam. But that's Rav Meir Shita, you can make a Maisa Kedushin now to be Chaleda when the kid is born. But the Shailah is though, is it called the Vlad for Kedushin also? That's the question. Mao, Kibbul Bo'aviyah Kedushin Mao. So Moses says, the Mainaf Kamina, what's the difference? Like the Mustam Lahid, you couldn't live, even if she does live, she's not going to live too long. You never have to ever live with her. So Mainaf Kamina, if you're married to her or not. So Moses says, the Yisur of Yachos, son of Kamina, is if you want to marry your sister. And once you marry her, you'll be also to marry your sister. But I'll call upon him, even to marry two sisters is only if they're both alive. If one dies, you can marry the other one. So Moshe Lameimer, what do you want to tell me, Dechaya? That you could give birth, Anisha could give birth to a Vlad looking like a Behemah, and the Behemah would live. Is that true? V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo'omer Rav Meir Elohoi lo v'mina miskayim. That the Rav Meir says if she's mapo kimin behema, that she has tomaleda, not that really that vlad will live, just that a min, that type of vlad lives, that's all, and those behemas live. But not that this vlad out of the behema, out of an isha, would live. So what's enough kimin, that she's married or not? If somebody could marry her, she's not going to live anyway. So my answer is, Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov, Ad kan heviyud Rabbi Yirmil or Rabbi Zerah, that they gichok v'le goichok, like an echnami. The only question he asked here was just to make him laugh. like Reb Zera wanted to make, or Reb Yirmiyahu wanted to make Reb Zera laugh. But really Reb Zera did not want to laugh, like Rashi says, because it says what? Also liyodom shimale pi schoik. And if Reb Zera was machmir, he didn't want to live. So kids, he didn't get him to live. But next time, the question is not to negate the maisa, because this Vlad can't live anyway. So if we only ask the question just to make him live. Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Yudam Arav, loy Omer Rabbi Meir elo hoyel b'mino miskayin. That's what Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah. The Venisha's mapo come in behema. We said she's tamei leido, not that that Vlad is really going to live. That Vlad cannot live. But I call upon him, it's just Bemino, it means other behemoths like that do live. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu midifto, af anan nar mitnina, we also learn like this, that this Vlad, the Vlad, will not live. But it says what?